Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
I just talked to another representative because I was going to make payment on my credit card, and I noticed a charge of $49.89. Yeah, and so I checked with my bank and find out what is that for because I couldn't recognize that. And they told me they're gonna investigate it, but meanwhile, if there is any phone number, anything that I can, you know, try myself and find out what is that for. Then I noticed there was another one similar to that, the same, you know, address in California that I have been charged the same amount last month on 12/28. So this is something that is repeating, and I want to know what is that for. The lady that I talked to earlier, she said it's for entering contest, something like that. And I'm not sure who has, what is that for, or who has used my card, or how could that happen? So she transferred me to, I guess, fraud department that you're, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Please verify the email.
The email, there is no email on that. She asked me for my address, and then she said that's what for. There is no email. It says Ultra Health.
It would be the email that is on the account that would have to be manually put into the system.
No, I'm making payment on my credit card. There is no email on my credit card. It's my credit card has been used for these twice. There is
Yes,
no email. It's
I
just my
understand that,
address.
but we have an email on file. We just need you to verify it.
My email address for my account is B as boy, Paris@calling.edu.
Okay, thank you for that, and please verify the street address.
The what?
Please verify the street address.
Street address. Okay, 15025 Farm Court Drive, Frisco, Texas 75035.
Okay, thank you for that. And I see for the last four digits of the car number is 5272, July of 2024.
Yeah, that's my card.
Okay, thank you for that. And I see that this would be for the contest entry for the Bites Hub meal plan for the Dyson Vacuum Sweepstakes. And this sweepstakes would have come through either Amazon or Costco or another entity that the customer would recognize or through a text message. Once the sweepstakes is completed, the customer submits for a shipping and handling charge, which is anywhere between $1 to $6.95. And then once the entry fee is submitted, and the customer would be automatically enrolled into the meal plan. Would you possibly remember doing something like that?
Never. I'm not even familiar with, you know, I'm still trying to understand what you said because it's not familiar to me. For meal plan, for contest, no. I'm busy with my work and everything. I don't have time for any of this. I'm not aged to enter any contest or anything.
Okay, well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you're assured that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Okay. But please stop that if it's going to happen again. I'm going to ask my bank the same thing that I have. I'm going to report them that I found out what is that for.
Okay, let's see. What do you
They
mean? Well,
definitely, no, I have asked them to put inquiry for that. So they are investigating also. Because it shouldn't happen.
So you filed a dispute, in other words.
Yes, I put the inquiry, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay. And so what we can do is we can cancel out the account, but in order for us to issue the
account is that?
It's just the terminology that we use. We've canceled out.
So it's not my bank. When you say account is not through my bank.
It's just the terminology that
we
use. It's a term that we use for us.
Okay.
So I've canceled it out for you.
Uh-huh.
But in order for us to issue the refund, you would have to give us a call back with the bank on the line, and they would need to state that there is no dispute being filed. And if there is one filed, then it will be dropped in order for the refund to be issued.
Let's make sure that I understood that. You said I have to call my bank and say what?
You would have to get on a three-way call with us and with your bank on the line. You would call the bank. The bank will put you on a brief hold. They'll call us, and they'll patch you through. They would need to say that there's no dispute being filed, and if there is one filed, then it will be dropped in order for the refund to be issued.
Okay. I get that.
But I have the confirmation number for the cancellation ready for you whenever you are.
Okay, go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 92042572.
You said C 92042572.
That's correct.
Okay. Just put confirmation. Okay, I'm going to call the bank, and hopefully I shouldn't have to stay on the line like last time for a long time. And I'll tell them that I already found out what company or whatever it is. It's just a contest, and I requested for cancellation. It's confirmed, and so I'll ask them not to cancel the inquiry that I put there. They didn't mention, you said dispute?
Yes, that's what it would be called.
Okay. The lady I talked to, she just told me you want to put inquiry for that, and that's what I remember, the term inquiry, not dispute. But I'll make sure that this time I'll ask her that if there is any dispute or it's just the inquiry, because she wanted me to, if there is any number in my statement, I'll call them first and then go back to them. So is there any difference between inquiry that I put or the dispute that you are talking about?
Dispute and inquiry is the same thing.
Same thing? Okay, I'll find out that. Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your evening.
You too, Alfred.